The Muslim holy month of Ramadan is one steeped in tradition, fasting, family, food. But one tradition in Syria is on its last legs. Families used to go out to cafes after they broke the daily fast. There they'd listen to the Hakawati, or master storyteller. But fewer and fewer are interested. Recently, the world's Aaron Schachter went to see Syria's last remaining Hakawati.
The Al-Nafura in Damascus is billed as the oldest cafe in the old city. And that's no small thing. Damascus dates back some 6,000 years. Al-Nafura isn't that old, but it is home to the last remaining Hakawati, or master storyteller. Abu Shadi sits on a throne-like chair in the center of the cafe. He reads and dramatizes stories from a handwritten manuscript. They're epics from Arabic literature, like The Thousand and One Nights. 25-year-old Taufik Dakak has come with a friend to drink tea and listen.
I'm originally from Damascus, and I like the city's old traditions. I do go to the new cafes, but I prefer this one with its heritage, and that includes the Hakawati.
The Hakawati tradition, though, is quickly dying out. Abu Shadi is not a young man. He's less animated than he once was, and he isn't really very excited by the job. Abu Shadi says there's no money in this profession. I get a small salary from the cafe, but it's not much. I only keep going because I need the money. Tonight, Abu Shadi reads the tale of King Baybars, a 13th century Mamluk sultan who performs fantastic military feats in a wild adventure laced with sorcery and skullduggery. But these old tales of derring do don't capture people's imaginations quite as much as the new stories. This is a fight scene from the top-rated soap opera in Syria, Bab al-Hara. It's not exactly Shakespeare. When one of the characters is cut, he bleeds thick, dark red, ketchup-like blood. The Beit Jabri restaurant is one of the old city's new landmarks. Customers come here to eat, smoke sweet water pipe tobacco, play backgammon, and now to watch soap operas. Raid Jabri says he's tried to employ Hakawatis, especially during Ramadan, but people won't listen to them.
Nobody's written any new stories for the Hakawati, and no one's developed the job. People don't want to sit quietly for half an hour and listen to stories they've heard 100 times. Maybe if someone came along and changed the way of storytelling. People want to see drama, but not this.
We are living now in the l'ère de l'image, the period of images, not words. We have to admit it.
Hanan Kasab Hassan is dean of the High Institute of Dramatic Arts in Damascus. She says television has won the cultural battle, though ironically, it's done so by calling attention to Syria's traditional lifestyle.
I remember when I was a child, my mother said, "We are fed up with traditions. We want modernity." And now if you can see the soap operas you have in the television, everything, costumes, songs, way of speaking, because of the television, there is a kind of fashion to look to the past.
But looking at the past on TV and wanting to experience it firsthand are different. It seems in Syria the tradition of Hakawatis is one of those things that television is burying rather than helping to revive. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Damascus.